nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
See, Am Yisrael, at the time that they sang for Ribono Shel Olam, it says in the Torah, Vayar Yisrael et Hayar Gedolah. So now, the puzzling point here is, it doesn't say Vayar Bnei Yisrael, because constantly we see that the Torah also mentions Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. All of a sudden it says Vayar Yisrael et Hayar Gedolah. So what happened here? So now, here we see when Yaakov Alam Shalom is just about to go to Mitzrayim, Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to take you out, everything will be okay. So now here, actually, Tatar Shah is informing us.
Hashem said, I'm coming with you.
Yes, yes. Now, but the point here, when he says Vayar Yisrael, it doesn't mean Am Yisrael. It means Yaakov Avinu. Because the other name of Yaakov Avinu is
Israel.
So he says, Vayar Israel. So that means Yaakov Yalav Shalom. Now I was in peace because the children came out. Because when Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu that everything is going to be okay, you should not worry. Because, you know, as people, they keep worrying, they become worryholic, like alcoholic. Yeah. So then they keep worrying. Everything worries them. Everything. Every little thing, it worries them. You can ask the doctor, he knows.
What is Vayar mean?
I'm saying, Vayar, they saw. Vayar, Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. So here is mentioning that that Yaakov and Avraham Shalom, because it was promised by Ribono Shel Olam, then he saw the outcome that Hashem has promised them. So here we see, sometimes people, they feel, what's going to be? What's going to happen? Where is the 10th person is going to come? They keep looking. Yeah, they keep looking. So all of a sudden somebody came. So here we see, Tazam Shah is informing us, when Hashem promises, that's it, it's going to come.
Not like we promised.
No. Just exactly like the way we promised. But when Hashem promises, it's for sure, 100%. So that's why we have the notarization here. It says, Vayar Israel, not Bnei Israel. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom saw that his children, they came out of Mitzrayim. So they ask, what Zechut Am Israel came out of Mitzrayim? What Zechut, the ocean opened up. And you know how it opened up? How did it open?
Yosef.
No, I know, but how many tunnels?
12.
12.
Circles.
Yes, 12 circles. But how do we know it was 12 circles? How do we know?
12.
No, it doesn't say. No, how do we know? What is the proof?
Because they went each
time. No, but how do we know? How do we know it opened?
How do we know 12 opened? Because they were gathered in groups by Shevatim.
I know, but we need the proof.
Proof?
The Jew just doesn't accept things. You know, he needs proof.
How do we know?
No, where is the proof? Where is the source? Where is the source? Where is the marja that Hashem opened up 12 tunnels? Where is the marja? You know, you don't know the source?
What means Moses?
The source that Hashem opened up the ocean, 12 tunnels.
What means what is it?
You're waiting for me?
Yeah.
Mizmor 136, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Mizmor we recite every Shabbat before Baruch Shama. It says, Lekozer Yamsuf Ligzarim. Ki Laola Hasto. What does it mean? So Lekozer Yamsuf Ligzarim. What does Gezarim mean? What does Gezarim mean? Gezarim means teke, pieces. So this is the source in Tehillim. That the Melech Shalom informs us that when Yamsuf opened up, not one tunnel, Hashem chopped it like Salat Shirazi.
Well, it doesn't say how to 12.
Yes, but Gezarim, that means teke. So then the Midrash explains that Hashem opened up 12 tunnels. So now we have to see what Zechut What zechut Am Yisrael they had that Hashem opened up the ocean for them? What was the zechut?
Yosef
HaTzadik. Hazal Baruch. Very nice. What else? Now we need source. We have to give us a source. It says, when they came to ocean, Ve'ibakeu Hamayim. It says, Ve'ibakeu Hamayim. It doesn't say that ocean opened up. It says water. Ve'ibakeu Hamayim. So here the Midrash explains that when Hashem opened the ocean, all the waters in the whole world split. Like let's say somebody was drinking 7-Up, split. He had some abgush, some soup, split.
So Hashem wanted to everyone
in the world. Yeah, so that's why the source says, so now here the Midrash explains, when Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom just about to take Yitzhak Avinu for Agedah, what did he do first?
He cut the wood, chopped the wood.
He chopped the wood. Why he chopped the wood?
For his bear.
I know, but 3 days he had to carry the wood. So he could...
make sure there is no worm in there.
So now he wanted to make sure that the wood will be kosher.
Yeah.
So he checked it. So now he says, Vayivaka atse ola. Vayivaka.
Yeah,
he chopped the wood. So now here, this term that is used for opening the ocean is exactly the term that is used for chopping the wood. Here he says, Vayibakeu. So here we learn that Bizchut Avraham Avinu chopped the wood for sacrificing the Yitzhak Avinu, Ribono Shel Olam, open the ocean. I'm sorry? No, we're not finishing.
No.
So now, when he says, Vayibakeu, that means Hashem opened up the ocean, it's the same letter as Yaakov. Chopping and Yaakov, it's the same letter. And so here we see that we have a source of Avraham Avinu chopping the wood, and Yitzhak Avinu being sacrificed, and Yaakov Avinu, as far as the term that is used, that Hashem opened up the ocean for them. So now they ask the Misrim, when they were chasing after Am Yisrael, so now the horses, they went to the ocean, right? How could it be? The horse is very keen, very smart.
Hashem did the waves, it looks like
a
horses, female.
Chazal Baruch. Very nice. Do you understand what happened?
But they went in the dry and then the water went over.
Yeah.
But the point out here is, how could a horse
go in the dry?
No, go inside the ocean.
It wouldn't go inside, it was going following the
I know, dry. But you see the 12 tons of water. How could it be such a thing? Horse would never do such a thing. Okay. Have you been horseback riding?
Is it a tunnel or it was like a separation?
Tunnel. A tunnel with the mechitza. But they could see one another to make sure everybody's okay. I can make it clear because the water, you cannot see the other side. But Hashem made it like ice, thin ice, they were able to see one another. But here is very interesting that the horses, they felt that the ocean is a female horse. So that's why they went inside. Hashem tricked them to bring him. Yeah. So now he says that Vayar Yisrael that Hayat Hagedola. Vayamiru Vashem Moshe Abdo. He said, what is Hayat Hagedola? Chazal Baruch. So now here they explain that Am Yisrael at that moment they remembered what Batya has done for Moshe Abdo Alav Shalom. Yad Gedola. What does Yad Gedola mean? Long hand. So now, at the time that they're coming out of Misraim and they're going through the ocean, who are they thanking? Who? Batya. Why? Because if the hand of Batya would not stretch and grab Moshe, would they be here now?
No.
So who was the cause that they were saved? Who?
Batya.
So here when he says, actually they were being appreciative. They were thanking Batya for saving Moshe ben Alav Shalom. See what happened? So Hayat HaGedolah actually is going back to the Mesirat Nefesh, the sacrifice. And it's very interesting. They ask, when Batya came out of the palace, why? She wanted to go to the water. Why?
She was going to Teshuvah.
She had
tzara. She had leprosy. So she had leprosy. She had tzara. So she wanted to go to bathe in the water. Good? So what happened to her leprosy?
Gone.
How?
Because she stopped believing in idols that day.
Just like that?
She saved Moshe Rabbeinu.
I'm sorry?
She saved Moshe Rabbeinu.
I know. Fine. But what happened to the leprosy?
She got cured because of that.
So the experience of HaKadosh brings, it says that Batya, when she opened the basket, Vera'ahu, Rashi HaKadosh says, what did she see? He says that Batya saw Shekhinah. She saw the Shekhinah. So when she saw the Shekhinah, her leprosy was gone. So here it is a very, very powerful message, and that is, people that they're not feeling well, Chas v'Shalom, Lo Alechem, or something is going wrong. Why? Because?
They don't see the Shekhinah.
Because there is a lack of Shekhinah. That's why, in Hebrew term, what is sickness is referred to? How do you say somebody is sick?
Chole.
What is sickness?
Machala.
Machala. How do you say forgiveness in Hebrew?
Mechila.
Why? Machala means? Sickness. Mechila means?
Forgiveness.
So that means, why people get sick? Why? Because Hashem doesn't mochel them. Hashem doesn't forgive them. But if Hashem forgive you, you never get
sick.
So that means when Hashem forgives you, that means you'll be covered with Shekhinah. So that's why machala and Mechila is the same otiyot, same letters. So that's what Batya, when she had Sarat, when she wanted to bait, she didn't bait. So when she grabbed the basket, then she saw the Shekhinah, she was cured.
Why she has the Sarat?
Because one of the reasons that people go through the leprosy is seven matters. Gaava, Lashon Hara, being stingy, and so on. And one of them is idol worshipping. So in that moment, when she saw the Shekhinah, she was cured. And that means, when you chase after the Shekhinah, when you don't run,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.